Honestly, one of my favorite people just stepped in studio, and I am instantly much happier on this Monday morning. Not that I was unhappy before, but you know what I mean. Jenny Hubbard is back in studio, and Jenny is the proud mother of Catherine Violet Hubbard, one of the too many angels that we lost during the Sandy Hook tragedy. But she also is the president and executive director of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation, the Animal Sanctuary, and most recently opened the Catherine Learning Barn.
Yep.
That's quite the resume.
Thank you.
I just am so blessed that I know you and I get to spend time with you here on the air and off the air. How are you, Jenny?
I'm great, thank you. Better now that I'm here.
Oh, well, I love seeing your face. I loved being at the Learning Barn. Can we first talk about that?
Because you bet.
Being there for the official opening earlier this month, I'm still like dreaming about it. I told you, it's a beautiful property. How does it feel now that it's open?
Feels amazing. What a milestone. Less than 10 months since we began. It was a real milestone in our journey because it really allows us to spread our wings and continue to do work that is important, not only just for what we do for our mission in keeping animals in homes and native habitats, but just in the greater mission of building human empathy. And having a dedicated facility allows us to continue to do that work at a far bigger scale. We just brought on huge win for the sanctuary. We just brought on Ken Elkins, who is now our director of education. So he is working tirelessly at building out our curriculum. So
why do I know that name?
Connecticut Audubon.
That's why I know that name.
Yep. Yep.
I've had Ken on my show.
Yep. He is a...
He's amazing.
Amazing. And he has joined our team. I know.
What a gift. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So he has started with us and he is just working really hard in building out programming that we can bring to schools and all ages of learners. We cut the ribbon and we just hit the ground running.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of par for the course for you guys.
Yeah, kind of what we do.
Quite frankly.
Right?
And we are going to talk about, by the way, their upcoming 5K, which I'm very excited about. It's coming up in October. But really quick with the Learning Barn, again, for those of you who don't follow the foundation, we will put a link on our website, voiceofct.com. But Catherine loved animals.
Yep.
And this was truly made in her honor and really to continue her legacy because she wanted to protect animals, wanted to protect the earth, wanted to do good by nature and animals around us. And so that's sort of what the foundation obviously does. Well, that is what they do.
Right.
Through a lot of different ways, you know, including pet adoption, things like that. When can people start scheduling field trips, though, Jenny? So now that we've got Ken in place. Now.
Yeah. What we do at the foundation is clearly we keep animals free from harm in homes and habitats. And we do it three ways. We actually... keep animals free from harm, our Senior Paw Project. You can learn everything at cvhfoundation.org, but we partner with affordable housing communities here in Connecticut and Massachusetts. We help older adults age in place successfully with their pets. And we've partnered with, 40 different affordable housing communities.
Wow.
Helped over 400 older adults financially insecure. We've restored acres upon acres of native habitats. We're a certified certified national wildlife habitat, firefly sanctuary, monarch way station. Like, we've got all of these wildlife certifications.
Wow.
The last piece of our puzzle was the education piece, which is Catherine's Learning Barn.
Mm-hmm.
So people can reach out now and we can start talking field trips. We do welcome small independent schools. Ridgefield Academy has been over to us, Greenwich Country Day School.
Nice.
Now that we have facilities and an established infrastructure, we would love to talk to anybody who would want to give us a call so they can learn more at cvhfoundation.org.
And I'm telling you, I went to the barn. I'm still just thinking about it. It's so dreamy. I have to say, Jenny, every single detail in this barn, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I have to say so obviously the whole thing was beautiful. My favorite part, though, was the attention to detail in the hallway between the bathroom and the main room.
Oh,
can I tell you those photos of Catherine are incredible?
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Well, thank you.
They're perfect.
Well, you know, from start to finish, Country Carpenters, they donated the wing that is now the commercial kitchen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. incredible, too. Holy moly. Yep.
We made the decision that we needed the commercial kitchen.
Yeah.
It will serve the property for the entire lifetime, which is exciting because it allows us the opportunity to support corporate events, field trips, but also provide a revenue stream in case someone wanted to do an event. It's the barn can be rented for a private event mm-hmm. if someone wanted to. And then we handed it off to PH Architects. They modified, it's a kitted barn. They modified it for a commercial space. And then again, the attention to details, the big expansive windows to let in natural light so you feel like you're outdoors.
The chandeliers.
Oh, it's really, gosh. It's this beautiful, elegant space that is intended for learning. So can you imagine kids walking in there, tumbling off of school buses, sitting at tables and learning from Ken and educators about how they can steward this planet and the creatures that live in it, learn the wonder and awe of the outdoors that's in their own backyard. So now they're going to go home and they're going to teach their parents and their siblings about how to care for animals, which is what Catherine would want.
Right.
And then they're going to go out into the sanctuary's 34 acres and actually apply what they learned in this beautiful building. And we didn't dumb it down because why would you do that?
No.
Like that's just, it's elegant, whimsical space. So once PH Architects did this beautiful design, they handed it off to Verde Construction, who did all of the construction and poured so much love.
You could tell.
Attention to detail that you saw was done because Verde just took it and the care and the attention from start to finish was.
You could tell.
The project.
Everyone loved it. You can tell that any hand that was used in creating that project loved what they were doing because you can feel it the second you walk in. I don't know how to express it better to you listening at home. You got to go visit. And certainly if you have kids or if you are a teacher and you're trying to figure out what field trips to do, I'm telling you, this is something that as soon as I'm done talking to Jenny, I'm sending this podcast to my son's school because I know Chase has been wanting it.
Yeah.
We needed it to open first. So here you go, Chase. We'll do the best we can. We have Jenny Hubbard here and I want to make sure we talk about what's coming up in October.
Yep.
October 10th to the 12th. Huge weekend. Fifth annual Catherine's Run.
Yep. It's the Race for Catherine. And all the more important this year because the proceeds from the Race for Catherine support the programs that we offer at the sanctuary. And now that we have the Learning Barn, now that we have this educational space, all the more reason that we need to raise funds to support it. And so the Race for Catherine does just that. And so it's the 10th through the 12th. There's a virtual component. You can race anywhere, anytime, or you can join us in person on October the 12th.
Yep.
Kids Kindness Dash is a riot. Tons of fun. It's a 100-yard.
I think Chase is entering that this
year. It's a 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
There's medals to be won.
He's so excited.
It is so much fun.
My dad wanted to know, though, what is the age limit? Because he was like, can I race with Chase? And I said, no, Dad, you can cheer him on.
You can cheer
He's
him
like,
on.
I'm 70, and I feel like that's more up my alley.
You
I'm
know
like, I'm
what?
Sure it's just for kids.
It's just for kids. But he can stand at the end and give Chase his medal.
Right. There you go.
That would be fun.
There it is.
So Kids Kindness Dash kicks us off. And then the actual 5K, it's certified and timed, kicks off at 9. There's Animal Ambassadors. That will be shared. This year, it's new. We have a greyhound and a tegu.
Oh.
Yep. So greyhounds are the fastest canines. I might be speaking out of turn. Tegus are a reptile. They're a little bit slow, but they serve a purpose. We love them all.
We do.
They'll be available at the finish line for some selfies. So whether it's a slow start to your Sunday or you're quick like a greyhound, we are welcoming all racers. There's free breakfast for everybody that races, kids and runners and walkers. So we are so excited. It's our fifth year. You know, the race started because we couldn't host Catherine's Butterfly Party. It started during COVID.
During the pandemic, sure.
Yep.
I remember.
And it has turned into a beautiful fall tradition. And so, you know, what started as a really, you know, difficult decision has turned into a celebration and one that we love. So once again, good things come out of you know, difficult times, and the race is no exception. So we're excited. We're grateful for the opportunity to be able to raise funds to support the work that we're doing, and are grateful for anybody that signs up and joins us in person or from anywhere in, believe it or not, the country.
Yeah.
We have racers from all over the United States.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. It really is. I want to make sure that you register for this event. Again, we're going to put a link to the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation website on oursvoiceofct.com. You can register there, learn more about the work that they are doing. And Jenny Hubbard, it is always such a joy. And as you mentioned, I'm so glad that the creation of this race happened personally, because last year when I was able to go and MC it, they, for whatever reason, invited me back to do it again this
year. You're going
to
be there.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be a great Sunday morning.
Wait. It really is. We've been waiting for it. And so it's finally coming up October 12th. But again, it is the whole weekend. If you want to run virtually, if you know somebody who doesn't live in Connecticut but wants to support this, all the details, you can find it on our website, voiceofct.com, with this podcast with Jenny Hubbard. Jenny, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate you. And I will see you on the 12th.
Yep. Coming up.
It's coming up. Make sure you register. Again, we've got the website on ours, voiceofct.com.